We're looking at the 23rd Psalm, our favorite Psalm, Psalm 23, and we're looking at verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Just as the shepherd takes care of his sheep, so does the Lord take care of us. And he doesn't just take care of us physically, but he takes care of us spiritually. He restores our soul. To restore something means to bring it back to where it used to be. And so David is saying, the Lord is the one who restores my soul. He restores me spiritually. Sheep are notorious for wandering. And sometimes when the shepherd is leading them one way, they go their own way. Or sometimes they find a patch of grass and they are grazing and they're just enjoying the moment. And the shepherd moves on with the rest of the sheep. So they find themselves lost. And so shepherds are constantly trying to find or rescue or restore lost sheep. And David takes this analogy and makes it spiritual, that sometimes as Christians, we also wander from God. We turn away one way or the other. Either we were so preoccupied that we forgot about God, or we were going our own way, having fun, and then we left the flock of God. And when that happens, the shepherd goes seeking for the lost sheep and restores them to the flock. And so David says, this is how God takes care of me. When I wander from his presence, I leave his presence, he restores me. He brings me back and he restores me spiritually. He restores my soul. And so if you are run away from the Lord, he knows how to restore you. He will find you and bring you back unto himself. And then he takes the step, the thought a step further. He says, when he restores my soul, he will lead me in the path of righteousness. In other words, he takes me from the wrong path and puts me on the right path. The word path there in the Hebrew is a very interesting word. It means a flattened and smoothened trail. What does that mean? It means that it is a path, a way that has been prepared. It's not jagged, it's not rocky. Somebody has taken time to clear the way for the feet of the sheep. And so there is a prepared path for us. God has a path for you. He has a path for me. He has a path for our feet. And when we go wandering, he will bring us to the path. Now, the path of righteousness is not always a path we like, because sometimes it's a hard path. It's a difficult path. There are temptations. There are challenges. But God wants us to stay on his path because it's the best path. There may be other paths that seem appealing, but they lead us into unimaginable danger. But the path of righteousness, even if it's difficult for us to walk on, is the best path for us, is the right path for us. And so, as Christians, we seek to be on the path of righteousness, on God's perfect will. It's not always going to be easy, but it's a path he has designed for us. And if you really love the Lord, you must desire to walk in his paths. Not just mouth his name, but walk also in his path. And David says, well, the Lord leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. In other words, God has to protect his name. He's put his name on us. He has to protect his name. There are people who are watching to see how he relates to you to determine whether they will trust him or not. So for his own name's sake, for his own reputation, for his own good, he takes care of us. So when we go astray, he restores our soul. He brings us to the right path, and he does it because he must honor his name in our lives. May the Lord bring us into the paths of righteousness. Let's pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, you are my restorer. Refresh me with your presence and renew my strength. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'll catch you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.